Now, Christ gave him an answer to this question, and that's the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's a simple story, it's a familiar story, and it's redundant to tell it. But we're studying the Bible, and we're going to have to look at it, and maybe we'll get something out of it that may be new today. Will you follow me? And Jesus answering said, I'm reading at verse 30, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now notice, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Now, let me interrupt by saying this. I do not know this. This man that's a lawyer was obviously a Levite, a scribe, one who'd studied the Mosaic Law. It could be he was the Levite. Our Lord would not have marked him out, of course. But he may have squirmed at this point. I am of the opinion this was very personal to this man. But be that as it may, likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Now, notice, verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, that is, the Good Samaritan, saw this poor man that fell among thieves, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go, and do thou likewise. Now, will you look at this just a moment or two with me? First of all, let me say that years ago, Dean Brown of Yale said that the three classes of men that are brought before us here represent three philosophies of life. The thieves, for instance, their philosophy of life is what you have is mine. That's socialism. Our communism. And the priests and the Levites, their philosophy of life is what I have is mine. Now that's individualism, may I say rugged individualism. Individualism that's gone to seed. It takes the philosophy of let the world be damned. I intend to get mine. It's godless capitalism. And then there's the Good Samaritan, and his philosophy is, what I have is yours. That is a Christian philosophy of life. That is, what I have is yours if you need it or if I can help you. And you see, socialism is what you have is mine. And that is just a little different. There are those that try to talk about Christian socialism. They just happen to be two philosophies. Now, I want to give you a new approach to these. I'd like to identify these individuals in our contemporary society today. In other words, I want to follow my usual pattern of bringing it right down to the nitty-gritty, right down where we live, and that's exactly what our Lord intended for us to do. Now, there was a certain man that fell among thieves. We are told here, he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. That's humanity. That's the race that's come from Adam. Mankind, you see, came from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem is the place where they approached God. Jericho was the cursed city. And humanity, you see, fell. And humanity found itself helpless and hopeless, unable to save itself. Dead in trespasses and sins. This man was half dead. And then he fell among thieves. Well, that's the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. And our Lord, you remember, said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. And you remember he said, when they came out after him, why do you come out against me as a thief? I've been with you. The devil is a thief, and our Lord was crucified between two thieves. Quite interesting, isn't it? Then a certain priest, we're told, went that way, and he passed by on the other side. He represents ritualism and ceremonialism. Ritualism and ceremonialism can't save you at all. Someone has said that the reason that the priest passed by on the other side is that he saw that the man had already been robbed, so he just went by on the other side. Ritualism and ceremonialism, friends, it can't save you at all. And then there was that Levite that came by, and he went by on the other side. That's legalism. Ritualism and ceremonialism and legalism can't save you at all. Well, what about this, a certain Samaritan? Who is that certain Samaritan? My friend, that certain Samaritan is Christ, the one who told the parable, the one who gave it. When the ritualism and ceremonialism couldn't do anything for man and legalism couldn't, religion couldn't help man, he came, and he's able to bind up the brokenhearted. He's able to take the lost sinner, half dead, dead in trespasses and sins, and he's the one that's able to help. Now, there is a very practical application for us today. Any person you can help is your neighbor. Doesn't mean the man lives next door to you, because generally he's as well off as you are, and the chances are that you need his help. But any person you can help is your neighbor. And anyone who needs Christ today, for he is the good Samaritan, and needs the gospel. We have a great deal of talk today about getting the gospel out, but we don't make much of an effort. It's like the little boy. I say little boy. He was a young fella courting a girl. He wrote her a letter. She lived out in the country. And he said to her, I'd climb the highest mountain for you. I'd swim the deepest river for you. I'd cross the widest sea for you. I would go across the burning desert for you. And if it doesn't rain next Wednesday, I'll be over to see you. May I say to you, a great many today make that kind of a commitment to Christ. May I say to you, a world today is like the man that fell among thieves. And he needs our help. He needs Christ. Christ is the only one. You see, Christ can not only rescue us from drowning, but he can teach us to swim. And there are three systems in the world today. And I think there are only three that attempt to reach man today with what is known as religion. They see man drowning, and ritualism and formalism says to man, swim, brother, swim. But he can't swim. He's drowning. And legalism and liberalism, they push a cross toward the man and say, hang on, brother. But he can't hang on. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. Christ lifted me, my friend. And that's the message of the Good Samaritan.